With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Beryl has strengthened once again and has become a hurricane as it heads towards southern Texas, where its outer bands lashed against the coast with rain and intensifying winds.
Freeport resident Mark Richardson says the surf went from 1.5 to 10 feet in a day.
The ocean is getting very angry very fast.
So he's getting ready.
We're trying to tie everything down, move everything where it can't fly across the, into other people's houses.
The National Hurricane Center's Eric Blake telling residents to prepare.
We're kind of expecting a Category 1 or maybe a Category 2 hurricane. So the wind threat is there, but it's kind of a combination of everything. The 4 to 6 feet of storm surge, the heavy rainfall up to 15 inches in places is also a significant risk.
I'm Julie Walker.
West Africa's divided regional bloc has asked Senegal's president to negotiate a reunification with three other nations that are now under military governments. BBC correspondent David Bamforth reports.
The new president of Senegal, elected just 3 months ago, has been given the task of leading efforts to halt the disintegration of West Africa's most important alliance into two competing blocs, one of them a champion of civilian-led democracy, the other dominated by military regimes. Mali, Niger and Burkina Faso, whose combined territory stretches across 3,000 kilometres, announced last week they were breaking away and forming their own confederation. Their military leaders all seized power during the last 3 years amid instability and Islamist insurgences.
Also at SRNnews.com, a coalition of the French left has won the most high seats in high-stakes legislative elections, beating back a far-right surge but failing to win a majority. The outcome left France facing the stunning prospect of a hung parliament and political paralysis. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News. The vice president is being fact-checked on abortion. SRN's Michael Harrington.
In a statement on X, Kamala Harris says if Donald Trump is elected president in November, he will, quote, ban abortion nationwide. But that's not true, and even pundits on the left are pointing this out. In fact, former President Trump has angered some pro-life advocates for refusing to endorse any federal limits on abortion, arguing that the issue is best handled by the states. Critics say the vice president's accusation smacks of desperation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A court in Pakistan has sentenced a Christian man to death for sharing what it claims was hateful content against Muslims on social media. The defendant's lawyer says he was accused of reposting defaced pages of the Quran on his TikTok account, adding that the sentence will be appealed. This follows one of the worst mob attacks on Christians in eastern Punjab province last year. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to SRN News. The vice president's husband has COVID-19.
Doug Emhoff has tested positive for the coronavirus. The Office of Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff says he was experiencing mild symptoms and tested positive for COVID-19. That, as his wife, Vice President Kamala Harris, was addressing voters at the Essence Festival in New Orleans Saturday.
This is probably the most significant election of our lifetime.
Emhoff's office says he's staying away from others at home and working remotely. The vice president was tested this weekend as a precaution and was negative. She's expected to campaign Tuesday in Las Vegas. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A visitor to Death Valley National Park has died from heat exposure, and another person has been hospitalized as the temperature there reached 128 degrees this weekend. The person who died was not identified. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.